USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are shelling out nearly $2 more per gallon of gas than they were a year ago. The national average in 2021 was just $3.05 a gallon. Now it's up to $4.86 a gallon. This frustrated driver telling CNN he can't wait for gas prices to go down.
I don't know when these prices are going down. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me, like, I'm looking at this thing right now. $5.99? Are you serious? I don't know what to do, man, but what can you do? You're driving the car, you got to put gas in the car.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is in Uvalde, Texas, meeting with city officials and visiting the site of a recent mass shooting. Mayorkas also putting flowers at a memorial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
More than 82 million doses of COVID vaccines reportedly have been thrown out since the end of 2020. The CDC has shared with NBC News data showing that from December 2020, through the middle of last month, pharmacies, states, U.S. territories, and federal agencies discarded 82.1 million doses. The widespread waste is in large part because coronavirus vaccines come in multi-dose vials, which all must be used within hours of the vials being opened. A vigil and prayer rally is happening Monday night in southeast Texas for WNBA star Brittany Griner, who's still imprisoned in Russia. Folks will be gathering outside the Toyota Center in Houston just after 6 o'clock Central to honor Phoenix Mercury center Brittany Griner. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee saying without proof that Griner has been held hostage in Russia and hopes it'll encourage the White House to keep lobbying for her release. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Asteroid samples collected by Japanese astronauts are leading to an amazing discovery. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Back in late 2020, a Japanese probe landed on an asteroid to gather samples. Scientists are releasing some of that data. More than 20 types of amino acids have been detected in samples from the asteroid. The acid discovery is a very important substance for living things and could hold clues to the understanding of the origins of life. Amino acids are substances that make proteins and are indispensable for life as we know it to exist.
The director of the FBI recently said that they disrupt a lot of malicious foreign activity. Appearing on Fox News, Republican Congressman Chris Stewart from Utah says that Russian cyber hackers are more of a threat, in his opinion, than nuclear war.
We are looking down the barrel of a loaded gun when we talk about Russia and their ability to destroy our electrical grid. And that changes the world. That changes our nation.
Elon Musk is accusing Twitter of resisting his fight to know about fake accounts on the platform. The Tesla founder has been intending to purchase a social media company for $44 billion. However, he said the deal wouldn't move forward until he had information about the number of fake accounts on the site. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.